With the Marketplace Morning Report in Austin, Texas, I'm Andy Euler in for David Brancaccio. That bipartisan infrastructure deal that the Biden administration is trying to get done offers environmentalists a shot at something they've been spent decades lobbying to restore. It's a tax on toxic chemicals that was lifted in 1995. Now, revenue from a new excise tax on chemicals like benzene and mercury would go into the EPA's Superfund to clean up hazardous sites. Marketplace's Matt Levin has more.
If a toxic landfill or contaminated groundwater needs to be cleaned up, the EPA typically can force the polluting company to pay for it. But if that company's been gone 30 years,
then it just becomes that big political football.
Michelle Roberts is with the Environmental Justice Health Alliance. In the 80s, Congress taxed the oil and chemical industries to fund cleanups for orphan sites. But the tax has expired and Superfund funding has withered. Robert says one roadblock to a new tax, where the sites are located.
It's poor black, brown, and poor white communities.
Chemical makers say any new tax would raise the price of their products and in turn the cost of the infrastructure package. Ross Eisenberg is with the American Chemistry Council.
All of our chemicals and all of these products on this list go into infrastructure components, whether it's wood or PVC or steel.
About 27 million Americans live within a mile of a Superfund site. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.